Not much is standard when it comes to regional spending habits. Commentator Augustine Burroughs scanned a recent federal report on purchasing trends city by city.
New Yorkers buy clothes. No surprise here. A woman in Manhattan who doesn't own Prada might as well throw herself in front of the 79th Street crosstown bus. Residents of the San Francisco Bay Area buy liquor and books, because San Francisco is populated with delusional yet optimistic people who refuse to accept that they could at any moment be plunged into the sea because of an earthquake. Break out the Merlot indeed. Bostonians buy cigarettes. After all, bad habits like Kennedy's are a tradition in this town. But Chicago residents spend the most money on house cleaning supplies. Things like janitor in a drum, soft scrub, and SOS pads. In the mid-90s, I lived in Chicago, where I worked at an advertising agency. My office overlooked Lake Michigan, and I liked to stand at my window and admire the Caribbean blue of the water 27 stories below. One day, while doing exactly this, I noticed a pumping station injecting blue dye into the lake. I asked a coworker, "What is that stuff?" She shrugged. "Oh, well, we pump something into the water to kill the algae." "But that's so tidy bowl," I said. She laughed. "Well, we like things clean here." She wasn't kidding. Every Saturday morning, I was awakened to the sound of water spraying hard against my bedroom windows. This turned out to be my landlord, who hosed down the entire brownstone every weekend. And in my neighborhood, there was one movie theater and 9 laundromats. You didn't walk down the street and hear car alarms or barking dogs. You heard squeegees against glass. So how did Chicago turn into a city of cleaning supply fanatics? Cursed with the nickname the Second City, maybe Chicagoans decided, well, if we can't be first, we'll be clean. And you know what? Bless them for it, is what I say. I loved the time I lived in this immaculate city. To this day, I can't open a bottle of Pine Sol without thinking of sunrise over Lakeshore Drive.
The comments of Augustine Burroughs, author of Dry, a memoir.